Blog Talk Radio.
There is no way to right or wrong. You cannot be where you don't belong. The mind won't see what the heart has done. You're breathing. Tossed about by a winter storm, the ocean.
Song called Zen, and you can download Shane's music at CD Babies and iTunes. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here at Alternative Talk Radio. And as you know, we have tonight Adela Levine, and she's going to be giving readings tonight and a lot of insight to everybody, and just really, really showing us that this is just a temporary place and the bonds of love just never leave, and helping guide us through our journey as we're here. So I'd like to welcome Adela.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Adela. So good to be with you, like always, and I'm just so excited. I'm so amped up. It's just wonderful. And we've got the caller lines building up, but for those who have not listened to our show before, welcome, and we'd like to give you just a short summary on what Adela does. And she does different kinds of readings, and she'll explain that to you and give a little history of how things work, and then we will be going to the caller lines as well. Adela can give you some one-on-one readings and share just private time with you, which is just always the best. But we're going to give some short readings tonight so you can get a taste of Adela. so with that, Adela, why don't you tell us folks a little bit about what you're going to do tonight?
So tonight we're going to be doing two readings, a medium reading and intuitive reading. Medium reading is pretty simple. It's talking to those who've passed on. It doesn't matter how long ago, how short it's been. I can speak to those who've passed on. And intuitive reading is pretty straightforward as well. It's talking about you, and I don't use any tools. I don't use cards or anything. And I can see into somebody, and it can guide me to which path I feel that I want to guide you towards, and maybe decisions you've made and why you've made them. Tonight, since it's such a, you know, kind of a short blurb, I would probably ask people to let me know what area they want me to focus on. I might do a little bit about you to make sure that I'm connecting to you, and then go into that area. On the medium reading, since it's short, usually I, on a normal reading, I usually don't ask to know who you're looking to talk to. But since we want to try to get to the person as quickly as possible, if we can, sometimes people like to jump in and get excited and they choose to talk to you instead of the person you want to talk to. But I will ask maybe just by, like, is this a relative or a friend that you're looking to speak to? If you feel like you want to say what type of relation they are to you, that's fine, because it is such a short, quick reading for tonight.
Oh, yeah. Great. And you're giving another gallery reading.
Oh, that's
tomorrow
right.
Night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Green Man Store, people don't say www anymore. But if you go to greenman.com, thegreenmanstore.com, that's GREENMAN store.com, thegreenmanstore.com. You can get all the information on there, but I will be doing a gallery reading tomorrow night at this store at 8 o'clock. It's $20, and it is limited seating. The most that I will do is 25, because everyone in the gallery reading is guaranteed a read. So one of the ways I like to do it versus just a lot of mediums might have a very large audience and read a few people to kind of show what they do or give those few people a reading. In my gallery reads, I read the whole room. And because if it is a lot of people, we're not sure how many will be there, but if there is a lot of people, then I might do half and then take a break and you can leave if you don't want to listen to the rest of the readings. But the point is that if you come, you will get a reading. So it's tomorrow night at the Green Man Store in North Hollywood at 8 o'clock. It will go for about 2 hours, and I do them once a month there.
Oh, yeah, and that reminds me, because it's the same kind of a thing that we do on the show here when you say that once they've finished getting a reading that they're welcome to leave. But, you know, we've been taught for so long that the belief in the existence in the hereafter,
mm-hmm.
Even though you see miraculous readings that you do, you still want to see more. You still want
yes.
to see more.
Yes.
So you
yeah,
learn.
No, people are more than welcome to stay. I just have found that sometimes I get mixed feelings. Some people say they really find it interesting to watch everybody's readings, and some people, you know, if you have to get up early, I'm just not about doing a show. I'm more about actually doing the reading, so I'm not offended if someone says, well, I'm going to go after my reading. But, of course, a lot of people, I'm surprised, actually, to find out, like to stick around and watch readings. Yeah, so you're more than welcome to stay. It's just, you know, people need to, you know, they have sitters or whatnot. I just like to be sensitive to that matter, and I'm not going to be offended if you go.
Well, that's
yeah.
really sweet, and you're also very humble. I'm just going to say she's very humble. She's very humble.
If I said it, wouldn't sound very humble, though. No, I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because really, you know, we all have issues of the heart.
Right.
We all have bonds of love and concerns about jobs and concerns about things that get us down, and sharing other people's experiences in one way or another, we can all relate, and it's just amazing to sit there and watch you, you and Spirit, and this person you're reading.
Appreciate that.
Do that. So I
a little bit. Sorry about that, but a little bit. I just realized a little bit. A guideline on the readings tonight. Just make sure you speak. If you're getting a medium reading, the spirits like to hear from you. They're not actually interested in talking to me, believe it or not. I'm the medium. I'm the go-between. So you don't have to fill in the blanks or try to give me information, but if I'm saying something to you, a lot of times people get really quiet. Feel free to, or not just feel free, but I kind of need you to say yes or no, or, you know, respond to whatever the spirit is trying to tell you. Because they're actually very anxious to hear you speak. Your energy creates a vibration, and they feel you that way
mm-hmm.
through me. So they can hear you fine. You don't have to tell them, because when you say it, they already heard it. They actually heard it in your head before you said it.
Mm-hmm.
But my job is to get you to hear them. So what will happen is if they're telling you something and you're not responding, they're going to keep telling me over and over in many different forms because they're not sure if you got it. So we're going to both keep trying, especially me. I'm not sure. They might be more sure than me. So I'm going to keep asking them telepathically, like, I don't think they got it, and then we're going to keep trying. So just remember to speak on the intuitive readings. You know, for me, it would be nice to have a confirmation if I'm hitting something, or if you're not clear on what I'm saying, to feel free to say, I'm not quite clear on that. You know, I'm very conversational, so don't feel shy about talking.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Okay, and I just wanted to let those who have called in on a private call, please call back on unblock your number so we can call on you in your turn. And so if it's okay with you, Adele, we'll start with the first caller. Okay, well, we've got somebody from the 814 area code, so I'm going to bring you on the line. Just a moment, please. 814. Oops, we've got a baby.
Hello. Yay. Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name?
This is Amy.
Amy, and what type of reading did you want?
A psychic reading.
An intuitive reading? So about yourself?
Yeah, intuitive. Yeah.
And what area were you looking to cover?
Like
what subject matter? Career? Okay. All right, so hold on one second, Amy. I'm going to just write a little something down. The first thing that I'm hearing about you, are you going in between right now? Like, in other words, are you searching for work?
Yeah.
I
mean, there's a specific job I'm putting in for.
Okay, so that's the one you're focusing on, basically. My feeling is when I see you look, do you do administrative type work?
Yes.
Okay, because you just look like, when I see you, just look like someone who takes care of things, like takes care of it. Like if someone gives you a list or a pile of paperwork, you're very good at that. And it doesn't look like, if you've been having problems with work, it has nothing, you know, just know this, I don't know, you know, why I'm supposed to tell you this, but I just feel like you're supposed to know, it has nothing to do with, like, how good you are or your qualifications or anything. It just happens to be, it looks like the areas you're going into are just very highly congested, basically, as far as the competition. The particular job that you, did you get a second interview with them?
No, not the one I'm putting in for now.
Did you just apply?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be applying.
Okay. My feeling is, in the way it works, do you get to see them in person, or do you have to like send it in?
I send it in to one place, and then they
filter
it through to another location to interview.
Okay. Because my feeling is your major strength is when you are in person. So I feel like based on what they're going to see that you have on paper, they're going to like you. But now I kind of see why I'm supposed to tell you to like feel confident about yourself, you know, value yourself, because I feel like you're going to get the second. It's just the way I heard it. It may not technically be called a second interview, but it looks like a second interview after the initial application. When you go in for that, make sure you just feel it. You know, don't question yourself. Don't feel scared about it or unsure of yourself, because I feel like that's the only place that it could they could sense. You know what I mean? If you're feeling too anxious, too nervous, just know that you're really good at what you do and just kind of emphasize that. I don't feel like you're very good about bragging about yourself, so to speak, like pumping yourself up to somebody, like singing your own praises, basically. Feels like you get shy in that area, and that when you go in, make sure to answer your question. I do see you will get like a chance to be in front of them, and when you do, make sure you don't have a problem just hitting all the points, your strengths, and emphasizing that. Do you feel like you have a hard time singing your own praises or something?
At times.
Yeah, well, you paused for a long time. So, that's the only thing, because that's the only thing that I see that's like the weakest link is you making sure that when you're in front of the person that you don't have a problem, you know, speaking up and letting them know what you, like, also mention examples of what people, other people have said about you. Like, you just got to sell yourself, you know, but do it from your heart and know your own value and don't feel so uncomfortable with that, because that's it. As far as your qualifications and things that you have on paper, I feel like they're going to like it. It's just when you get in front of them, if they sense, like if you pause like you just did, they're going to sense like they want somebody to be kind of just sure that they know they can count on, that they know is on top of it, and you are good at all those things, but you got to let them know. And I only see that being the difficulty.
Okay. So, Amy, does that help you along the way there?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Real quick, just to give you a time frame, I feel like if you are doing this now, whenever I see time, I see this has already, like, happened. So it doesn't necessarily mean this is when you'll find out, but I already see it in play. Looks like it'll be 3 weeks that I see you, like, excited about this interview. So that doesn't mean that's when you get the call, because I don't see time that way. I see it like you're already doing it. So it's not as far as you might be worried about. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Good
okay.
luck to you, Amy. And really take Adela's suggestions, because she's feeling it energetically, and if you apply that, it really does make a difference. So best of luck to you, sweetie. And
don't be shy.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Best of luck to you, Amy. All right. Take good care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay. That's great. Well, yeah, we have a lot of concerns, I'm sure.
In today's world, pretty much if people aren't searching and they have a job and they're looking to move into another area, I'm 5 years ago I used to help people kind of jump off a ledge and take chances. Now I'm trying to keep everyone safe and move safely into something new and just keep the money coming in, because everybody's feeling it really hard right
now.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, okay, we're going to go jump on over to the 720 area code, and let's see what concerns we have here. Hold on just a moment. 720,
hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
There you go.
How are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Jane, and I was calling to get a medium reading.
Okay, and what type of relations are they to you, the person you're looking to talk to?
It might be my mother.
Your mother? Okay. All right, let me see who's here. I'm going to call her down and make sure someone else didn't interrupt. The woman I see popping in, and we'll see if it's her. I like to do confirmation, so in other words, she tells me something specific, only specific, not general. You know, general's like, I love you and miss you. When I see her, she's like kind of moving me along. She seems very strong. Strong-willed is the word I'm hearing. She's talking about being. This woman is talking about being anxious. Like it's. Oh, she's saying something about a long time coming. I'm trying to see what she means by that. She's saying that her passing. To her, it felt very sudden, but there were things that she. Like, it's not like she was surprised, but she also felt like it happened quicker than she imagined. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Is there something around her breast area? Why does she keep showing me her breasts? Sometimes I'm not sure. Sometimes people are just showing me because they're large breasts, and sometimes they're showing me the area. Like, she keeps pointing around her chest area.
She had trouble breathing in the end, and she had fluid on her lungs, we believe.
Okay. Okay.
She had kidney disease.
Okay. That the breathing part is actually was more like worse for her than anything. You know, obviously that's a horrible feeling. But she's saying something about you feeling like she might have suffered at the end more than she did. It almost looks like, you know, you're seeing it and it looks a lot worse than what was actually happening. Like she was very in and out. So she wasn't feeling as much as bad as it looked. And she's also talking about, she's talking about switching hospitals or switching doctors, that she wished she did that. Do you know what she's talking about that?
She didn't like her main doctor at all.
Okay.
And they kind of started to try to switch toward the end, but she passed away before they could.
Yeah, she's just saying, she's like, I don't think he would have prolonged my life much longer, but she thinks she would have had a quality better. She felt like this doctor was not listening to her. She felt like he just kind of treated her like, you know, she didn't know what she was talking about. That's the only thing she's...
She's
very smart. She's very pushy in a good way. Like, she knows what she wants. She knows how she sees things. She came in right off like gangbusters and pretty much told me just be quiet and listen to what she has to say because she's going to get me the information. Like, she was asking her questions telepathically. She's like, don't worry about that. I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. She's also saying she's been trying to reach out to you for some time. I don't know if it feels like a long time that she's passed to her, but she's showing me, like, feeling like it's been, like, she feels like she's been away from you for a long time. Like, she feels like she's missed out on more than she would have liked to. Has it been like the past, she's holding up her hand saying five. Has she died in the past 5 years?
She died 1 year ago, February 1st, and but she was sick for about 3 or 4 years before that. And I kind of quit coming to visit about 5 years ago because I had financial problems at
right.
the time.
Right. She wants you to let you know. She feels like she might have said things in her living because of her, she felt like not herself in that time period. Like, in other words, like, she's not upset about that. So she might have been acting different when she was alive, but she wants you to know now she understands everything that was going on in your life, that you were getting hit pretty hard and you were doing the best you can. So she's not upset. Mm-hmm. You know, she wants you to let that go because she sometimes could be a little demanding, and when she was feeling sick, she felt more demanding, you know. So she says, let it go, let it go. She's around you a lot. Do you have a daughter?
No, but I have a niece who she was real close to, and I'm kind of, well, I'm here in the town now, and in my mother's house right now. We're getting it cleaned out, and my niece would like to communicate with her, and I'm trying to get her into getting on with somebody like you because she's not as into it as I am.
Yeah, that's okay. I do really well with people who are, you know, have a hard time with it. It's fine. It's understandable. But she wants her to know she's around her, and she keeps talking about something blue of hers. It almost looks like a blue glass flower. It's like a tchotchke, something of her she wants her to have. She's trying to, she says, in her house.
Well, that's funny because she did have a picture and some glasses that were blue, and they were kind of like hobnail sort of, I can't explain it, but it was an antique set. And Allison did get that, yeah, she did.
Okay, so she says, tell her I said that, maybe she'll want to talk to me.
Maybe
that will be proof enough for her. She's around her a lot. She's concerned about her. She just wants her to know she's around, and she just talks to her. She hears her, and the same with you. So just do what you've been doing. You already do it, and she says she hears you, and she tries to send signs all the time, especially in her house. Especially tonight, we'll kind of look for some signs, especially you've made this connection. She's gonna amp it up and let you know she's around. She won't do anything to scare you, but, you know, just subtle things to...
She knows it won't scare me because I've been into psychic things for many years, and I've been hoping she would communicate. So, yeah, that's good.
She does. She'll probably play with the lights. She seems to like that, especially the kitchen light. And you might feel her when you're sleeping. And so she's just saying, you know, that's me. That's me. I'm around. She's a big life force.
We're getting the kitchen lights replaced because they've been flickering. Even like, even before she passed, but we were having problems with them.
Good luck with that, because she's going to keep doing that. She's going to do it. She's going to do it. She's going to keep doing it. So that's her. She thinks it's really funny. So she's very happy that you connected with her, and she's really excited about it. So she's just
good. Well, you know what I could do when they put this up? I'll have my niece listen to it. That'll help her. So
that will
help her. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, too.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Jane. Oh, and keep talking to Mama.
Keep talking to Mama.
Blessings to you, sweetie. Take good care. All right. Oh, that's so wonderful. You know, that reminds me, Adela, when we want so much to communicate, but when we think about it and they're really going to show themselves,
right,
are we going to be scared, you know? And you want it so bad, but
yeah,
you don't want it to scare
right,
you.
Right, right, and it's normal. And and I remember when I first started on this path, I knew I could feel when my mother passed, and that's what got me really wanting to dedicate my life, because my mother died when I was 10 days old, and then my aunt who raised me died, and then my uncle died like 10 years later, so I had a lot of death. And it was what made me determined to hone this as best as my ability and not treat it lightly. And and I kept calling her to come to me, and then I kept hearing, if I really did that, you might get a little freaked out. So she came to me first in a dream, and it was, but I knew my eyes were open, like kind of dream state. And I wasn't scared, but it was very overwhelming, and I felt sad, but I felt exhilarated, and yeah, they are not trying to scare anybody. That's why the electricity is their favorite avenue, because they are electrical current, so they're just pure energy, and that's like even scientific. That we have energy running through us constantly, electrical energy. So they're pure energy, and it's very easy for them to just like flicker the lights, and it's subtle, and it's not going to freak you out, and they're not. So if there's ever any things like that going on, it's usually your family. If there's aggressive things going on, that's when you want to check into that, because your family's never going to do something to, you know, really scare you. They can tell if you're really freaked out, and
that
if and so if you don't like the lights flickering, and you don't like things like that, and you can tell them, hey, that's just a little too much, and they'll listen. So definitely, it's the hardest part, wanting to connect, and they want to connect with you too. They're behind this like glass wall, looking at you like a one-way mirror, trying to get your attention, and it's so clear to them that, you know, they're there right next to you. So they're excited too, and everybody wants to feel each other, but we have this material world that seems to block us. And,
That's really helpful, really, really helpful. That's why they do come in the dreams a lot, is that why?
Yeah, the dream state is because we let all our boundaries down. One of my favorite movies is The Sixth Sense, because I think it definitely shows a lot of truth. It's not just fictional about how it really is. And one of the things that the child says to the spirit, and he doesn't know he's dead yet, you know, talk to your wife while she's sleeping, because she'll be more open.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true. That's why dreams are very much the first contact a lot of people will have, is dreams. Not always, but a lot, because we let our guard down. We're not afraid. We're open. We're kind of floating in between, and then this is where they can come in and communicate. But when you do have those dreams, acknowledge them as something more than dreams, and you can tell the difference when your psyche's working something out and when it felt like the person was in that room with you.
Yeah, it's a little bit surreal.
It's a little bit surreal. Like you wake up almost upset, almost like, oh my, that was so real. Now I'm upset to realize I'm woken up. Mm-hmm. And that person wasn't sitting next to me, or I wasn't sitting at a cafe talking to them. Or usually we'll say things like, but aren't you dead? And they say, well, yeah. And, you know, it's usually those.
And it sticks with you.
And it sticks with you, and it makes you feel. So when you do have those dreams, acknowledge them as something that is real, and then they'll go, aha, you get it. I'm coming around. Then they'll come more often. They might start doing the light thing. And they're not going to try to freak you out. They love you. They just are trying to get
subtly your attention. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's so helpful. Thank you so much. Okay.
Bravo.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to go on to another caller here in the 612 area code now.
612.
Okay. So let's see who we got here.
Hi. Hello? How are you?
Hi, how are you? You're kind of, can you talk again? Because to make sure I'm hearing you.
Yes, yes, I can. Can you hear me now?
I think you have to turn your,
Are you calling from a cell phone, sweetie?
I am.
Oh, now
is
I hear
better?
You. I think it might have been the echo of the show or something. Yeah, I hear you a lot better. Well,
okay,
which
perfect.
Type of
I'm
reading
sorry.
Are you looking for?
Well, it's an intuitive, and I'm wondering more or less about my business because I own my own business.
Okay. Yeah, you have, like, really strong energy. Like, you are a very, very ambitious person. I could, like, feel that. Okay,
I am.
Yeah, you're going to get what you want in life for sure. Part of it is because you it feels like a very positive attitude about it. You're not like a victim. You believe in what you want to do. You go get it. Do you have a partner right now in your business?
Well, I have a ton of partners. I actually am in multi-level marketing, so anyone who joins my business is technically a business partner, but yes.
Okay. Is that the way it works? Is that the only way it can work, is having people join?
Yes, it is. I have a lot of people who join, and then they run their own businesses, which ultimately, obviously, help me.
Okay. And, okay, the reason why I was just asking, because I just saw, like, people, so I just wanted to make sure. Whenever I see, like, partners, I want to check them out. But since this is, like, part of what you do, then it's okay. A lot of times partners
yes.
can be really problems. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying oh.
Okay, yeah. My feeling is, are you doing most of what you're doing having to do, like, kind of on this internet and social media and things like that?
No, actually not. I do live presentations. A lot of people normally do social media, but I don't.
Okay. My feeling is that, I mean, you're very, like, obviously when you get in front of a crowd, that's like that's your thing. You know, that's where you shine.
Yes.
But I feel like to kind of amp it, to just kind of bring it up a notch, you know, to bring in more revenue and more people would be the internet and the social media. I feel like it might sound weird, but you actually doing kind of like a video of some sort or some way where you can like Skype or Skyping or doing like a video, because it's really you that sells it. Like, people kind of are buying you because they feel like they like you, they feel comfortable with you, they trust you. So it's you that people always buy a person more than they buy the product.
Yeah.
They like the person, right. And it's you. So I feel like to bring in more revenue, it would be definitely great for you to go on the social media and go on the internet, but for you it would be great if you could do like a video or you even Skyped with people, because then it can just branch you out wider, so you're not having to always only be live and in front of people.
Right, of course.
And then eventually I could see somebody working with you, not like a partner, but somebody who could kind of run that for you so that they could be hitting like Twitter and Facebook and all these other areas while you're out at the same time out. Because I feel
well,
like
it's so crazy that you're saying that, because I'm actually hiring two personal assistants within the next few weeks, and
perfect.
I just actually interviewed two of them today.
Perfect. Yeah. It's not funny.
Yes.
I said that. If I didn't see that, then I wouldn't be really good at what I do.
That's true. And I'm going. You know, I'm going on a 6-month tour all around the U.S. to do presentations in April.
Yeah, no, you are a powerhouse girl. And my feeling is, yeah, you are. Like, I felt as soon as you said hi, I'm like, bam, pew, like, okay, what is she selling? I'll buy it, because you definitely have a very powerful energy. But when you look for the people to hire, make sure that they're extremely well-versed at that. Don't just look at if they can, like, you know, take care of your appointments and things like that's great. But you want them to be able to, like, set up, like, a Google Calendar and this and that, like, have your stuff, like, boom, boom, boom. But especially they need to be very, very knowledgeable at social marketing, social media marketing, because that's the new marketing. That's the new wave of marketing.
Strategy. Absolutely.
And social media. So you, when you're interviewing them, my feeling is there's going to be one girl that looks kind of like almost like mousy. Like you might feel like she's kind of quiet. She, you know, you're very vivacious, and she's going to be like kind of almost polar opposite to you, and you're going to kind of wonder. But she's a whiz at the social media stuff, and she's a whiz at like getting it done. So she may not talk that much. Don't worry about it. She's going to like, she's going to kick it on all those things. So don't bypass her just because she's not as outgoing as you are.
As outgoing and bubbly. I actually know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay.
Because
good.
Our first interview, she offended me and told me I was too young. And was like, how are you so successful? You're too young. And I was like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, she's
hold
very
on for
awkward.
A second.
Yeah, she's socially awkward, but when she's sitting behind that computer, she's going to be boom, 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 boom. She's going to know exactly how to get you out there and take care of it. So don't bypass her just because she's socially awkward. You don't need someone to be social with you. You just need someone who's going to get it done. Right, and also very, very, very knowledgeable, because there is a specific thing about knowing how to work the social media market. And then I see a young male that will kind of be more the one that will be the go-to, like, appointment person, blah, blah, blah. Like, he'll handle that stuff and this person. So divide the work, because that is going to be your next push to your success. And when you go on tour, you can do that, and you have them doing that, and it will push you up. It almost looks like the next level that you've been trying to get to. It will push you up to that. And I see you kind of going somewhere like, I don't know why I want to say like somewhere tropical like Costa Rica or somewhere like, it looks like after you're done with this tour.
We're going to go on like a 6-week vacay to over Europe and Asia.
Okay. That's different. That's your vacay. I'm talking about there's going to be an area for selling. That looks like it's
going to
be.
Oh, yes, we are. We're going to, it could either be Hawaii, Jamaica, or Costa Rica, or the Bahamas.
I feel like Costa Rica is actually going to be where you're going to hit more success. So just keep it in mind.
Okay.
That's what came. That's what I heard was Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Okay, well, this is going to be interesting.
All right.
And I'm going to Arizona next week to do like 70,000 people. Is that a good decision for me?
Going to Arizona to do 70,000 people. I would say as long as you have these, you need to hire these people before you go. Otherwise, it looks like you could get buried. So just make sure you have these people hired before you go. Don't try to do
it on your own. These people come with me. Okay,
yes.
Fabulous. I'm going to book an appointment with you, so I'll send you an email.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Great. And good luck on your endeavors. It sounds really great.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Take good care.
Bye.
And that reminds me, we have not told everybody about your website.
Yes. You can catch me on adelalavine.com, adelalavine.com. adelalavine.com, and also on the greenmanstore.com website is another place. I'm on Facebook with just my name, Adela Levine, on Facebook, and on Twitter, Adela Medium, so it's pretty easy. They're all my names. I tried to keep it simple. So on, on Facebook, Adela Levine. I do have Adela Medium Facebook, but I haven't tended to it very often. So you'd be better off catching me on Adela Levine Facebook and my website, and thegreenmanstore.com is another place. And on Twitter, Adela Medium. I do the Twitter thing. I'm going to be a couple of things. I'm trying to remember if I'm remembering.
Television.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be on Wife Swap in April. They haven't given me an air date. I'm also going to be in Utah. For anybody who's in the Utah area, next weekend on the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th doing private readings. And you can go on Crone's Hollow is where I'm going to be doing that on Facebook. You can catch them on Facebook in Salt Lake City, C-R-O-N-E-S, Hollow. You can email me You can email me for details on things like that. But that's next weekend, doing private readings, and I'm doing a gallery read on the Friday the 8th at Crone's Hollow.
There as well.
In Utah, for anybody who's in Utah. And I'm also working on my own television show that's in development, and that's all I'm allowed to say. That's what they said.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Put good energy out there.
That's right. Oh, great. Okay, well, are you ready for another
Yes, meeting? Let's bring it on.
Okay, great. We've got a big list. We're going to try to get to as many as we can, but if you didn't get a chance, then...
And you can book readings at the Green Mount. I did say that, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, sorry. I'm not.
You got a lot.
I'm trying to learn how to do this. So
you're doing great. Okay, so let's see. We're going to go next over to the. Let's see. Did we do 941? No, 941. Next. Okay, let me bring you on here.
Hi, this is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much. What kind of reading were you looking for?
Psychic.
Okay. And did you know what area did you have a specific area that you were looking at?
What do you see in coming up with my career within the next few months?
The next few months, okay.
Or next shortly, you know.
Just period, okay.
Yeah.
The first thing when I'm looking at you, just to make sure I like to do a little bit about, I see it doesn't look like, it doesn't look like you're looking for something, but it definitely looks like something's supposed to move up. Are you looking to almost like, for lack of a better word, like a promotion or something rising up? Because I just see you supposed to move into a different position.
Yeah, I was always told by my guides that I'll be going into like a little bit different field, but in more advanced.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like that is supposed to happen. There is some kind of block, and I feel like the block isn't coming from anything that you're doing, but it does look like there's somebody who is kind of talking in someone else's ear, so to speak, like somebody who may be in competition with what you want to do, because this looks more tangible. If you're talking like, oh, I'm supposed to move up in my career, I actually see an actual tangible position that looks like you can move up in. And when I see you, it looks like you have a bunch of, like, folders in your hand. Like you're constantly taking care of a bunch of things at once. It doesn't, like, almost like someone who could, like, project manage or something like that. What is it you're doing right now?
Currently, I'm also a medium, and I also do healing work and massage and teach.
Oh, okay. So
I do it for myself.
Do you have, like, are these all your clients that you're dealing with? These bunch of, are you working with someone else when you're doing these things?
I work for myself. That's it.
Okay. I mean, I don't know, like, what circles you're in with people, but I would just be careful because it just looks like jealousy kind of circles around you. So I don't know, who you're, you know, as much as we like to think that this doesn't happen in the line of work, it does. So I feel like you try to give people a great benefit of doubt, just kind of be aware, because I don't know why it may not make sense to you, but it's almost like you might actually have, like, a client or something, and someone kind of comes in and might, take them, or it just looks very competitive is what I'm trying to say. Do you have a bunch of other people that you, like a circle of friends that do the same kind of work
No.
you do?
No, okay. I don't really hang around with anybody. Though I do talk to one lady. She's an older lady. She lives up in Georgia. I mean, a real older lady. And that kind of question, I get more of jealousy out of her. And other people say it's more of jealousy because, you know, she can't do anything. She's living with her daughter now. Could it be her that the jealousy is coming from?
Well, I mean,
and she was involved with a big, you know, spiritual and psychic people, but I don't think she has contact with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I kind of feel like just by like your reaction to it is kind of like you wouldn't think that about her kind of thing, like you're hearing it from other people. But, yeah, I don't think she's in it for the same reasons you're in it. You'd be really surprised, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really – I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you should cut her off or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely wouldn't share what you're doing with her. You know, I wouldn't.
What I'm about to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't share anything, to be honest. I wouldn't share your life with her. I wouldn't share your feelings with her. She just seems like somebody who's in it for the wrong reasons.
Uh-huh.
And even though, you know, it's spiritual work, you still, you know, there's nothing wrong with you moving into other areas and moving up. But when you have that kind of energy, and especially being a sensitive person, it doesn't even have to be tangible that they're doing it. It could just be energy blocking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get that from her. If I talk to her, all of a sudden my business starts slowing down.
Yeah.
I have noticed that.
It can happen, I'm telling you. I've had it happen to me. And you got to constantly keep those wards up, those blocks up, those protections up around you. And the biggest way someone like that can come in is when you're just giving them your energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would cut it down to pretty minimal. And if you do that, then I feel like the work, like your healing work looks kind of pops out a lot, like the hand healing work, and also looks like you can do remote healing. I would start to do you do a lot of remote, like Skype or remote healing or over-the-phone healing?
Long-distance healing? Yes,
yeah.
I do that, yeah.
That feels like that area you should focus a lot on, because I feel like you could reach out to people, and that's, you know, that it helps people who want to get to you but can't, you know, kind of thing. And it would help you too, you know, so you don't have to always be in person. But that area looks really strong. But definitely make sure you do some protection tonight, like do every night and clean, and don't converse so much with this person. They're very negative.
See, that's what it is. That's the key thing. She is very, very negative.
Yeah.
I think it just kind of like overflows on me and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I feel sorry for her because she's like 83, 84, you know.
You know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Negative is negative.
Yeah,
you know
it's negative,
saying? Like,
yeah.
I respect you. You've lived a long time. Hats off. Great. We love it. But you can't suck my energy out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I totally get it, yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it will
good.
Slow down your reading, so be careful about that.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, Carla, thank you so much for sharing with
thank
us.
You.
Really appreciate it, and best of luck to you.
Thanks
thank
you a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, that goes on
in
life with everything.
Everything.
Everywhere that you have to.
It's very true, right.
They just don't wish well sometimes, or they're just miserable, and they
right.
just don't want to have that.
And that reminds me that I want to do a shout-out to Marty at Starbucks in Toluca Lake. Anybody who's in that area, tell him thank you, because I dropped my coffee today because my son was having a little tantrum, and this guy was in the parking lot, didn't know me, and worked at Starbucks and said, you all look like you're having a bad day, went and got me a coffee and gave it to me. And that shows you how you never know where that positive energy can come from. And also your ability to manifest, because I was thinking, I want to get a coffee, but I don't have time because now I dropped this coffee. So if you're ever in the Toluca Lake where the Bob's Big Boy Starbucks is, go in and tell Marty. He's got a good heart. You never know where light comes from, and it came in the form of coffee.
Thank you, Marty.
I think that's his
sweet name.
He yelled it out.
Well, it's really nice and refreshing when people reach out and
yes.
are kind. You
yes,
know, just
it
to
is.
Be kind with no agenda.
Yeah, it's just a random act of kindness is amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, we've got quite a few callers here. We're going to go jump to the next one right here, let's see, 203. 203 area code. Let's see here.
All right. 203.
Hello.
Oh. Hi. Yeah. How are you?
Hi. Good.
What's your name?
Shante.
Did you say Shante?
Yes.
And what kind of reading did you want?
Intuitive.
Intuitive? Okay. Are you nervous?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you sound more nervous. Okay, what area were you looking to get to that you wanted to know about? Is it love?
No.
Okay. Wow, a lot of jobs tonight. I'm surprised. Usually it's always love. But people need...
it was love, but job is more important right now.
More important, right. Making money, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the middle of looking for work right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work, this might sound kind of random to you, but do you work in fashion at all?
No.
Like in retail, like clothes, things like that?
No.
Are you trying to get a job that's more like in an office job?
Yes.
Okay. I know this might sound, that's why I kind of felt like it might be random, but I feel like I want you to just start getting money in. And I don't know why, but I just see you as someone who would do really well actually selling more than you might think. And just to get, like, some cash in. And you can continue to look for the other type of work you want. But I actually feel like you would do really well selling to, like, the public. I kind of feel like you would actually do pretty okay with the public in general. But especially somehow, like it looks like in retail clothes, like you can work in like a Nordstrom's or something like that. That's, you know, a little more like not that's super upscale, but you know what I mean, like a little more upscale. But it looks like they would like you. That's why I'm kind of pushing that because I feel like if you went in,
because I actually try to move away from that.
I know, but you know what? I just want to get cash in your hands. And then you always, what I have found whenever I read on business stuff, it's when you have work already, you just smell and feel different to employers. Like they can sense, like you're not as anxious, you know? So if you already have a job and you have money coming in, it's going to be so much easier for you to get the kind of job you want. Whereas right now I can feel like your energy is really kind of tense. And and they'll feel it too, like in an interview and things. So if you have a job and you don't even have to work full time, you can just do part time. Yeah, you're probably trying to get away from it because you're good at it, and you're like, oh, okay, great, I'm good at it, but it's not what I want to do. But it will get you just money in your pocket. You could, and I actually kind of throw another random thing is, if you don't get this office type of job, this job that you're looking at, I could see you doing like high-end sales at some point in your life if you wanted to, like if the real estate changed, you'd be really good at like real estate or any kind of really high ticket sales.
Do you have to go to school for that?
Yeah, you have to go to school for real estate, but it's not like forever school. And don't worry about it now because I don't see that that's something you have to do right now. But I'm just saying if you ever decided to do it, you'd be really good at it. And I just feel like you tend to make people feel really comfortable and at ease, and you're not a hard sell. You know, like you don't push on people, which makes people want to buy more. Yeah, that actually makes people want to buy more, you know. When someone's just pushing on you, you feel like, you know, pressure. You feel like, you know, you don't make people feel bad about if they're going to buy or not going to buy, so they actually buy more. So I could see you doing really well with that, and I'm just saying go and get a job like that. Just have money coming in your pocket and then go start looking for your more, quote, dream job because you're going to find it much, much quicker and much easier because you won't feel that pressure.
So you're saying that I should be applying to retail work right now?
Yeah, just for right now.
Clothing store,
like I could see you like doing, right, exactly. I was going to say, like if you're in Nordstrom's at a cosmetic counter or like MAC, you know, MAC is, you know,
I'm actually
MAC.
A makeup artist.
Okay, great. Then do like the MAC count, you know, you'd be perfect like at the MAC counter, you know, because that's what they do. They hire, or Sephora, because they hire people who can actually do makeup, not just sell makeup. You'd be great at it, and you'll make money, and you just need to get money in your pocket. and then you can start looking more for work, other work that you want. But I have a feeling if you got into makeup and you started doing that, you could actually maybe get private jobs and things like that, like doing weddings and things like that.
Mm. Yeah, I do weddings also.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the right path, but just go get a job that can give you a steady paycheck, and then you can do these side jobs as well. And then you'll have more money coming in.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. There you go.
Thank you.
That was helpful, I'm sure. Okay. Well, Adela,
yes.
We have about 6 minutes left. Do we squeeze in one more reading here? We're going to have to go.
The only concern is they'll get, like, cut off or something in the middle of the reading. So,
okay.
Do you want to try?
Well, they'll just have to be forgiving and then go to your website and check
okay,
you out.
Okay, okay.
So let's just try to squeeze in because
okay.
We've been so patient.
Okay.
And, so I'm
going
to
go ahead.
For it. Okay, let's go for it. And before, just in case the music cuts in, www.adelalavine.com, adelalavine.com.
And also the greenmanstore.com, just because sometimes my website can be
that's
wonky.
That's right.
So.
Let's not forget
okay.
The Green Man Store. Okay.
Yeah, just in case you
big
have a problem with mine.
There you go. Okay, so we are going to go ahead and jump on over to the 516 area code.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call and squeezing me in.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
I could tell by your accent.
Well, thank you.
I love that. And what kind of reading were you looking for?
Intuitive.
Intuitive. Okay, and what area were you looking at?
You know, I'm bouncing between work and love.
Work and love.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with love.
Yeah, well, that's fun. That's a good way to a good note to end on love. Okay,
yeah,
so
I think so,
so when I look at love, I look at things on an energy level. So even if you're with someone, I might see someone not there, or if you're not with someone, I might see someone you're connected to. I see things on energy levels. I see masculine energy, so it's males, right, that you're dating?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I see you, I do see someone there in your life, but for some reason it looks like in and out. Is there somebody that you are, like, almost like you just isn't quite settled yet, or someone that you're just interested in that isn't, like, I feel like I see someone, but it doesn't look solid yet.
No. Not,
there's no,
I mean, there was someone 3 years ago, but that is certainly settled.
Okay.
It's certainly forgiven. It's, you know, it's,
so you're
it's
not,
all good.
You're not feeling any pull to that person anymore, right?
No, no.
Okay.
I wish them all the best, but not for my life.
And are you not dating at all anymore?
No, I haven't been because I've been really just working on myself, my energy, and I want to draw in somebody that's more available to me and I guess a different kind of person. So I think I needed to change my energy
in order
to bring that person in.
My feeling about that person that I was talking about, and that's why I'm trying to do this like as quick as possible, but when the energy is like kind of hanging out there, that just kind of tells me that even though you might be done, it's like whatever went down with that person is still kind of messing with you a little bit, messing in your unconsciousness. I feel like you need somebody. I feel like that sometimes you tend to kind of attract people who want to control you and maybe shrink you. And the person you want to attract that you're talking about is somebody who's a lot more free-spirited.
Yeah.
And so what I would say is do not go on the internet and date. Don't do that. So how you don't do the internet dating thing because you're too sensitive and conscious. So do something that you like, that you are into, like get out involved in something that is a passion of yours because you really need to meet someone who thinks more like-minded because you haven't met anybody like that and somebody who's going to let you fly and not shrink you. So when you do internet dating, it's completely oppressive for someone like you because you need to do it. It needs to be organic.
And
totally, I totally agree with that, and I'm all about the organic.
Don't listen to your friends on that. Don't let
no.
them trick you into that. So I can see you actually, it's not as far away as you think, because you took a lot of time, even though this person left some residue, you've taken a lot of time to clean yourself out. So when I see things, it looks like around the corner, I feel like you're going to meet somebody. I don't know why, it looks like kind of in the artist world. I see an artist for some reason. And I feel like there's somebody who's just like kind of in the same vibe, you know, has the same interest as you. What you're going to like about him is he's very easygoing, very laid back. He's not push, doesn't try to control, doesn't try to shrink you. And that's the most important thing.
Oh. Excellent. The music.
Yeah.